It's time to look for more from your animal nutrition provider. And more is exactly what Purina delivers. When you choose Purina, you can be confident knowing you're helping your animals reach their fullest potential. Visit PurinaMills.com to figure out how you can get more from your feed company.
Not much rain will be occurring in the northern plains or neighboring areas of the upper Midwest and Canada's prairies for a while as we go forward through this week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The environment will be good for farming activity, especially after the rains of this past weekend occurred across central and western parts of the Dakotas, even east central and southeastern parts of South Dakota, and especially southwestern Minnesota and neighboring areas of Iowa. All of those areas received significant amounts of moisture and greatly improve the moisture profile in the topsoil so that planting can occur more aggressively in the previously drier areas. And also over the weekend, as you know, there was less precipitation in eastern parts of North Dakota, northeastern South Dakota, and northern and central Minnesota, so that those areas can resume their drying trend rather quickly and perhaps improve farming activity can take place. Now the first opportunity for showers and some thunderstorms will evolve as a surface high pressure that's currently present today abates from the region. That will happen when a cool air mass drops in from the north, from Canada, down through the Dakotas and Minnesota, and this will occur as we go from Wednesday into Thursday. The showers and thunderstorms that will come with that frontal system and just ahead of it will likely be a little bit more significant for the eastern part of North Dakota and portions of Minnesota than that which occurred over the weekend, because there's quite a bit of cool air coming in with this, and it'll be warm and somewhat moist ahead of the front. So we'll look for totals running from 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch with some localized amounts over 1 inch, and that will begin on Wednesday going into Thursday. Precipitation will finally exit out of the region shortly after that. We'll look for a follow-up upper-level low-pressure center to drift across the region, give us some drizzle and some cool, breezy weather taking place on Thursday night going into Friday before we finally dry down, and we'll attempt to start a warming trend after that. So the latter half of this week won't be all that great, but good field working opportunities are in front of us over these next few days, and especially in those areas that didn't get the heavier rain and are already drying out enough to start up the field progress once again. Temperatures this afternoon expected to be very pleasant across the region. We'll look for many highs in the 70s and some lower 80s. The warmest temperatures are expected to occur in northern Minnesota and extreme northeastern North Dakota. That's something you don't hear much about. Anyway, we will see everybody turning into the 70s and lower 80s tomorrow afternoon. And then on Wednesday, we'll still be in the same range. But after that, it's downhill on those temperatures. By the time we get to Friday afternoon, the highs are going to be limited to the 50s. And 60s with low temperatures on Friday morning in the middle and upper 30s and 40s across the region. And yes, there is a chance for some patchy frost. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.